So the first thing you'll do is use a semi-occluded vocal tract position or posture. These are vocal tract postures where something is blocking your the exit of your mouth at some point. So something like a hum, or a lip trill, or even something as simple as the letter Z, Z or V. So you'll experiment with all of those different sounds and then go ahead and go through this little sequence of exercises. You'll do each step twice and they should sound something like this. Step one, start low and go high. And then you'll do it again. Then you'll do the opposite. Step two, start high and go low. And then repeat. Then step three, you'll use the tone generator website linked below, and you will select E3. When you have E3 going, your goal is to use the same semi-occluded sound that you were just using and sustain for as long as you can. The first time through, so in step three, you'll do each note twice and you'll see how many seconds you can hold each note and sustain with a loud, thick quality. So something like this. Ah. Now, if we apply that quality to the note with an SOVTE, it should sound like this. You are going to sustain for as long as you can with as much of that loud, thick qu configuration as you can. Then you'll change the pitch and go to F sharp 3. Again, sustaining for as long as you can, as thick as you can. Repeat. Then go to G sharp 3. Again, sustaining for as long as you can, for as loud as you can. Then go to A sharp 3. Sustain for as long as you can, as loud as you can. And then repeat. You will then go to step four, a similar set of exercises using the same pitches and the same sound, but this time instead of targeting a loud quality, we are going to use the thinnest configuration we can, which sounds like something like this. You can hear that that's incredibly thin. That's the quality we're going for. And what we're trying to do is iron out any little inconsistencies, any little bumps, or little things like that. You'll hold E for as long as you can, as soft as you can. Repeat. Then you'll go to F sharp, and then G sharp, and then A sharp. And that's the sequence that this exercise follows. If you have any questions, feel free to let me know.